ABC Radio Australia.
Documents leaked to the ABC estimate the economic losses caused by an oil spill near a World Heritage listed area of Solomon Islands last year could be as high as $50 million Australian dollars. Hundreds of tons of heavy fuel oil spilled from the damaged hull of a bulk carrier after it ran aground on Rennell Island in rough seas. The ABC has obtained a confidential damage assessment that outlines significant and long-lasting impacts to the nearby marine environment. Liam Fox reports.
Dramatic pictures of the thick black oil scarring the turquoise waters off Rennell Island meant the spill from the grounded MV Solomon Trader made headlines around the world. More than 300 tonnes of heavy fuel oil leaked into the waters of Cungava Bay in February last year, not far from a World Heritage site. A team of local and international experts was called in to conduct an environmental damage assessment 4 months later. Their report was handed to the Solomon Islands government more than a year ago, but its contents have never been made public, until now. The report found the ecological impacts of both the grounding of the ship and the subsequent oil spill were significant. The grounding caused the direct loss of more than 10,000 square metres of reef and more than 4,000 square metres of lagoon habitat. Surveys of the seafloor where the bulk carrier ran aground found
reduced invertebrate abundance and richness, reduced fish biomass abundance and richness, and reduced live coral cover. Statistical analysis suggests these impacts extend to within 1 to 3 kilometres of the grounding site.
Pieces of the ship, including a gangway and sections of the rudder and propeller, were found on the sea floor, and the report warned they're likely to cause more damage during storm events. The fuel spill affected at least 27,000 square metres of the lagoon for several weeks until most of it was cleaned up. The researchers also interviewed locals to gauge the socio-economic impacts of the disaster. They found it had affected their physical and mental health and documented concerns about the loss of subsistence fishing, dietary changes, and negative impacts on cultural practices. The report said,
economically, the oil spill and subsequent clean-up operations had a significant positive benefit on the economy of Rennell Island. Through the direct employment of casual labour, rent of houses, cars, boats, and increased trade through local business houses. However, a range of negative impacts were also incurred by the local community through the loss of income from marine resource sales due to seafood harvest ban, costs associated with replacing seafood with other protein sources, tourism impacts of a 5-month travel warning, and ongoing aesthetic impacts on the coastal environment.
The report found the most severe long-term impact was the loss of what it called ecosystem services, or to put it more simply, the loss of benefits locals receive from the environment. It calculated the losses to be between $19 and $51 million, depending on the rate of natural recovery and the effort to rehabilitate the area. The report said that if no effort is made to rehabilitate the grounding site, the recovery could take up to 130 years. An active rehabilitation program could reduce the time to 50. The report recommends follow-up assessments be conducted. The head of the Solomon Islands Environment Ministry, Dr. Melchior Mataki, says that is the plan, but it's unclear when it will happen.
Because we are also putting it on the KPNI, the insurance company of the to fund them.
He says the government recently signed an international shipping convention that will allow it to pursue the ship owner's insurer for compensation. Dr. Mataki says the damage assessment report has been released publicly, and by that he says it was given to stakeholders after being approved by Cabinet, but it has yet to reach Rennell Island.
A lot of the work was supposed to be really done this year, but then with the ongoing COVID-19 issue, you know, it's really affected our capability to actually mobilise resources to get our staff down there.
Lawyer William Cardy from the Public Solicitor's Office is another person who hasn't seen the report. He's preparing a compensation case on behalf of Rennell Islanders. Mr. Cardy told the ABC he's been waiting for the government to release the report so his clients can put a figure to their compensation demand.